Okay, this is David Corus. We're going to call the meeting to order at 10:01 a.m. I'll do a roll call for the committee. John Flores?
Here.
John Johnson?
Here.
Jeff Beckham?
Here.
Parker Wise?
Here.
And Don Frost. Okay, with one absence, we have quorum, and we'll go on to the next item, which is approval of the minutes from July 20th, 2020, 2021, excuse me. I'll take a motion in a second, and then we can see if there's any comments.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Johnson. Is there a second?
Second. The other John.
Flora, thank you. Any comments or requested changes? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, next item on the agenda is public comment. Andrew, do you want to open up the line and see if there's anyone looking to make public comment on today's agenda item?
Sure, the line is open. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak at this time?
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item, financial update. John and Jim, hand it over to you guys.
Okay, thank you. We're reporting for July a net surplus of $10,000. Revenue is $102,000, consisting of impact fee $78,000, pilot commission revenue of $24,000. Moving on to operating expenses, we have total salaries and reported expenses of $48,000, consisting primarily of $25,004 and a train. Okay. $25,004 of salaries, $21,001 of fringe benefits. Moving on to contractual services, we have total contractual services of $25,007. Consisting primarily of $4,000 for the fisherman berthing study and $16,000 for legal services, $5,000 for legal permitting services. We have no marketing business development costs for July. We have total administrative and general expenses of $17,009, consisting primarily of $10,005 for dues and memberships, $2,000 for rent, $3,002 for water, sewer, fire, and storm. Overall total operating expenses for July, $92,000 against revenue of $102,000 results in a net surplus of $10,200. And we have an update on the progress of our accounting systems. According to the notes accompanying the last 2 year-end financial statements, accounting is to be done on the accrual basis. During the next few months, accounting will be moving towards the accrual basis. Some of our transactions have been recorded in somewhat of a cash basis, but we'll move past that. In terms of using the core system, we've prepared some purchase orders. We prepared a purchase order for the HDA State Pier project, and that represents a major step forward in that we are using services and vendors that have been pre-qualified by the state. The Department of Administrative Services maintains a robust list of vendor and has contracts available to us. So we plan to use that as much as possible. For that to happen, staff had to be first given access to add, change, delete, and John has the approval role. And let's see, overall audited financial reporting has been to prepare a balance sheet, income statement, cash flow statement for the whole organization, but the three primary functions of the agency, HDA, bonded projects, and operations, is best reported in three different ways. So over the next few months, financial reporting will be broken into three sets of financials. The purpose of these three sets of financials is to provide meaningful perspective to the reader for those three primary functions. The three sets are going to be, again, the HDA State Peer Project, 100% bond-funded projects as separate from operating costs. QuickBooks will continue to be the primary reporting financial application, but we'll be using the core system to the extent possible, and that will represent a supporting financial appendix. Major aspects of this new reporting model have been determined, and during the next few months, we will be iteratively assessing the level of reporting granularity, which is sufficient to make good business decisions, but not so detailed as to waste time and available resources. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes, I got three questions. They're not of a significant nature, but I'd like to just talk about the operating general operations reporting. Mm-hmm. We had $16,000 in legal fees against a budget of $25,000. And I think we're 1 month in. What is that? Is the $16,000, is that on accrual or is that a cash basis?
Right now, that's reported on a cash basis. And what we're going to have to do is look at our different expense groups and revenue groups and determine if there's a contractual reason to report it all in 1 month, because that's when the revenue or expense actually matches the period, we would report it all in 1 month. But in general, the period of benefit is what we have to look at, and things are going to be smoothed over the course of the year.
Well, I understand, but you know, we're trying to keep a tight handle on these legal expenses. And it's always good to know if you got more bills in the house and they haven't been reported. Are we going to have to adjust this $25,000, or are they going to stop? You know, what was the $16,000 for?
Well, see, exactly to your point. If we have more bills, we have to accrue them, which
yeah.
is of course the accrual system. That's really the whole point of reporting on the accrual basis. So
absolutely.
At this point, we don't have any additional bills.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, that's cool. Second question is, what's the $10,005 that we spent for dues and memberships?
I think it's the American Port Authority. Is that it, John?
It's AAPA, correct.
Okay,
perfect.
I know they're expensive. And the last one is, tell me about the rent. You know, you've got rent in at 2064, but if you divide the 34,200 by 12, the monthly rent I thought was around 2850. Looks like we paid simply 2,000.
John, we have not yet moved into our new space yet, so we're still paying our.
Okay. That explains it. I got it. Okay.
I did knock out the wall between the spaces, though, so I'm hoping that we'll be moving shortly.
Well, maybe we can use it and not be charged rent for another month, you know?
Okay, great. Thank you, John. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Jim, this is Jeff Beckham at OPM. I know you know this, and as does John, but all of the new procedures and protocols that we have for accounting and approvals, et cetera, will need to be included, I think, in our governance documents, whether it's the bylaws or the accounting manual or what have you. So I assume at some point that'll be done and we'll get a look at that.
Absolutely. That actually is a process that I outlined just a couple of days ago and put out for circulation to make sure that we're going to follow those processes and procedures to the best of our ability.
Thank you, sir.
So I'm a bottom line cash guy. How much we got in our operations account?
The Operating account has about $2.1 million in it, and the bond account has about $800,000 in it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Other questions or comments on anything from Jim's report?
Thanks, guys.
All right. So that covered both items 4 and 5. So we are churning right through things. Is there any old business that anyone wants to bring up? Any new business?
When are we going to spend cash to fund the lighthouse repairs? When's that going to happen? Do we know?
I don't know the exact timing of the transfer of funds. Maybe John could weigh in on that, but that comes out of project, you know, the project escrow. Right.
That doesn't come out of operating.
Yeah, so that that document needs to be signed by all parties. That's in the process of happening now.
Okay. All right. So down the road a bit.
Yeah, but not too far.
Hopefully not too long.
Yeah, I hope not, too. All right.
Any other new business? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Your second?
Second.
Great. See you all at noon.
Thanks.